Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up what you want if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. This show is about your calls. In the absence of those, we talk about things that are interesting to us and something that's I found pretty intriguing on the, I guess this is the political scene, which normally I'm not too interested in the political realm, but when it fails, I like talking about that. and it does fail a lot. But specifically, I'm talking major failure. We're talking about California. One of our callers last hour gave us a couple of, a couple of things that he's observed going on out there, and there is a whole lot of bad news coming out of California because of the financial situation they are in. Essentially, what is happening and what was happening before is that the state government has told every citizen of California, every person in California who filed income taxes, which they're all supposed to, I'm not sure how many actually do, but I'm sure millions of them do, they've told them that, well, you would have gotten your refund checks back in February, but we're just going to have to hold that off for a month. And apparently they've also told that to some of the counties. They've told them that, well, yeah, I know you were expecting to get this money to use for health care programs and stuff like that, but we're just going to have to hold back on paying that off to you here. So, sorry.
And if you don't like it, there's always going and jumping in a lake.
Yeah, pretty much. Of course, people count on the government for things. People who are sick think that the government's going to take care of them. People who are filling out an income tax refund form think they're going to get their money back. And many people plan and budget for these things. They believe that they are going to get the check by a certain point in their life, and so they might go out and plan to spend a certain amount of money based on that information. And then, well, lo and behold, the government has just decided that you're not getting what you thought you were getting when you thought you were getting it.
Noted for the record that I anticipated this and bailed out of California.
Yeah.
I used the term like, you know, bailing off of the Titanic, and that was, you know, a couple years ago. So
yeah, I mean, very, very prescient of you, Dale. And in this case, here are the details from the Sacramento Bee. Counties in California say they've had enough and they're not going to take it anymore. In what amounts to a Boston Tea Party-style revolt against the state capitol, they're threatening to withhold money. Now, they're not actually withholding it yet, but Los Angeles is considering such an option, and Colusa County supervisors say they authorized payment delays for February. Now, this is an interesting quote. "We didn't vote on it because I don't think anybody wants to go to jail," said Colusa County Supervisor Kim Van. What? Isn't that interesting? They didn't want to go to jail, so they didn't vote on it. Which is very strange. It says the paragraph before that says that those supervisors authorized payment delays for February, but the supervisor also says that they didn't vote on it. So I guess they can authorize the delay without voting on it. If they voted on it, then they'd be liable for it.
We were legally supposed to vote on it, but we didn't because we don't want to go to jail.
Well, it's very confusing. And this is an example of why you can't count on the government people.
Right, because they're
not going to do the right thing.
Right, they're not going to do. Obviously, they're not doing the right thing. They don't want to go to jail, so they're not. You know, they're not voting on it.
Right, and if there's a government bureaucrat that is just egregiously doing the wrong thing, many other people that are ahead of him, like the city councilors or whatever, will not take action because they might be afraid of possibly being involved in a lawsuit, a wrongful termination suit. There are all kinds of rules within the government structure, within the system, that make changes from the inside next to impossible. So, what you have here are these city councilor types, or the controllers, or whatever they are, supervisors, that are fed up with what they're getting from the state government. They'd like to do something about it, like withhold payment to the state government, but they're too cowardly to actually do anything because they understand there's a chance that, well, the state government could just throw them in a jail cell. Which, of course, would be outrageous, and it would be probably would be national news and would be a really big deal if one of them actually did it. But they're all too chicken. Well, of course. I mean, they're politicians, so naturally they're going to not have any level of courage whatsoever. But nonetheless, it's an interesting story just to point out how crazy that situation is out there, because the government continues to just spend and spend. Well, it refuses to cut itself back. And so as
they can't even imagine the idea of paring back the government services as though you know, things that you're forced to pay for are actually services.
So here are some of the results of that.
They'll insist that we pare back, though, so that we can pay more taxes so they can keep doing everything, but they won't do it themselves.
And soon everyone will work for the government, and then there'll be no one to pare back.
Closer to home, Sacramento County is planning to file a lawsuit this week against the state and controller John Shang for millions or withholding millions of dollars, much of it for social service programs. One of the spokeswomen from the County Board of Supervisors, or the chairwoman rather, said the legislature authorized the expenditures and the controller has decided to withhold it. She says, "I believe it's possible that other counties will be joining in the action. Riverside County is looking at a similar lawsuit but plans to go one step further. It authorized going to court to relieve it from having to provide state-mandated services without state funding." So if the state is saying, you must do this, this, and this, the county's saying, well, you're not paying us, so how is it that we're supposed to do that? It's an awful situation, says one of the spokeswomen for Xiang, the controller. She says she shares the frustration of the counties, but was forced to act because of the failure of the legislature and the governor to address the budget deficit. So it's the old finger-pointing game again. It's, yep. We're just doing what we had to do. It's not our fault. She says, regardless, a coalition of six Southern California counties is headed to Sacramento for a meeting to call attention to their plight. According to the story, frustration has been spreading since last week when the state controller vowed to delay payments to counties for health and social services. One of the county, Yolo County, supervisors chairman said that when we hear things like, we're out of cash and you're going to have to borrow the money, it doesn't make us very happy. Do you believe this? The state government's basically saying, well, we're not paying you, but you still have to provide the services, so go to the bank. When McGowan said the county would look for a way to provide vital services such as mental health programs, food stamps, and child protective services, that would mean borrowing about $5 million to cover mandated program expenses.
And that's interesting, too, because the state government, their credit is shot. So they actually have a credit rating, and it's horrible.
So who's going
to
loan?
They're going to get to the point where they can't borrow money anymore unless they get it directly from the federal government, you know, sort of like, that's the only way they'll be able to get it. Maybe I don't know about the different counties and such, but.
Maybe they'll have to start letting people's kids go back to live with their parents from Child Protective Services.
Maybe. Well, we know they've reached out to the federal government to get a bailout. Yeah. We know that California's looking for $7 billion. But presuming that doesn't occur, and it probably will eventually, but presuming that doesn't occur for a while, and these counties have to go out, they're state-mandated, let's say they lose the court case, because there's a chance that the judges are going to side in favor of the state. So they lose the court case. The judge says, okay, well, even though the state's not paying you to provide these services, by law you must provide the services, so therefore you have to go out and get loans. They start going out and getting loans, still not getting any money from the feds or the state. They're going to have to drastically raise property taxes, putting more people out on the street, encouraging more people to leave, just creating a continual cycle of just destruction, basically.
It's a death spiral is what it is.
Yeah.
The bureaucrats don't seem to grasp that cannibalizing process that you're talking about. They don't seem to grasp that the productivity comes out of the free market and not out of a controlled market. And so when they keep putting it under more and more control, they keep stifling their income stream at the same time.
I'm not sure they really care.
I don't think that. Well, I mean, they should care. It's their pension they want.
They really only care about putting up an act of, like, look, we're doing something, whatever they can do that's visible, you know, kissing the babies and passing laws and things that are visible and have an immediate effect. They're not concerned at all about the long-term consequences, that's for sure. So, because that's by then they're out of office or they've moved on or they're no longer blamed. People forget very quickly what the bureaucrats did that got them into those binds in the first place. And now they're incredibly short-sighted. They're just looking at right now. What are you doing for me right now? What have you done for me lately?
Mm-hmm. And if they get these loans from the banks in order to continue these programs and they don't pay them back on time because they're already behind the ball. So if they can't pay back the loans by raising taxes quick enough or whatever, if the taxes don't come in like they're expecting them to, then they're going to, you know, their credit ratings will be hurt. They won't be able to pull. I mean, it's just an absolute mess. There is a little bit more to the story here about, well, how long is this going to last? If the state is withholding payments, for how long? It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine, but now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy to follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you today.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join Merck?
Mark.
Oh, Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, including updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. You can go over there and get a free account today. PrivacyHarbor.com.
All right, as we continue to discuss the economic consequences that have been occurring out in California, because obviously times are a little bit tough. Housing prices have been falling. Therefore, they've been reassessed at lower amounts. Therefore, the government's just haven't been pulling in the same amount of money that they're used to, and as a result of that, well, they haven't changed any of their ways. So their budgets are still the same as they used to be virtually, and they're in a the state government of California is in a real bad way. So bad that they're withholding people's income tax returns for an extra month. And who knows, maybe it'll go on longer than that. There's no guarantee that anything's going to happen in March or whenever it is that they're supposed to begin paying people's income tax returns. In addition, or their rebates. In addition, the county governments are also having funds withheld from them to the tune of millions of dollars that are supposed to be going for social service programs. You know, one of those things that everybody thinks the government's supposed to provide for people. They think the government's supposed to be out there taking care of you, but then all of a sudden the checks dry up. Well, now what are you going to do?
They're essentially loaning themselves money out of the pockets of California citizens.
When you say loaning themselves money.
Right, because they're obligated to pay that money back based on, you know, they're just deciding to keep it for a while. They're just, it's like giving themselves a loan with someone else's money.
A no-interest loan.
Yeah, well, they get to take a whole bunch of money off the top, too, to run their bureaucracy, and then they'll give some of it back to the people, right?
No, by paying late is what he's saying. They're giving themselves a one-month no-interest loan.
Right, yeah. No, they're stealing money, I mean, without a doubt. Taxes are theft. But beyond that, I mean, just the fact that they're supposed to be paying this money back, and they're just keeping it, it's like they're just giving themselves loan.
Right.
And interest-free loan.
Additionally, so what's going on here is the counties are getting pretty fed up with this because it's the counties that collect the money, isn't it? Is that how it works out there? That's how it works here. The counties collect the money, or the cities or whatever towns, they collect the money for the state and then they send it along to the state.
I'm not absolutely sure. I remember filling out the forms, and I know there's separate forms depending on where you live for.
I don't think so.
For that, and it all, I know it all got sent to one place, and I can't recall where.
Well, maybe the state takes the income tax returns, but what about property taxes?
I think that the county collects the property taxes. I don't know where it goes or if it goes anywhere.
Okay, well, I know that here in New Hampshire, a portion of property taxes does go to the state government. Maybe it's not the same way there. If you know more about California, feel free to clue us in at 800-259-9231. But essentially what's going on here is that there's apparently the one county was told they needed to borrow money in order to cover the state-mandated program. So they're suing in state court to basically say, well, if you're going to mandate that we provide these programs, then you need to provide the money to do them. And so we'll see what happens with that, but they're also saying here that the rumor that the state could extend the delayed payments to counties sent a chill through Colusa County, which qualifies as small with only 22,000 people.
That is small.
The state is delaying $3.5 billion in payments to counties over 7 months. So they're just not getting what they were expecting. If all counties withheld funds, which they're now talking about doing, money denied the state would total $675 million over a year's time. In addition to filing suit, they're also considering withholding the money. While they do collect property taxes for the state, county officials doubted that money would come into play. One of the supervisors said, "We need to know the ramifications before we do something rash that has consequences." See, they're scared. Basically, these little guys in the county are scared about what the state might do. While deferring property tax revenue money to the state might seem like a good idea, that money goes in part to fund education. The county doesn't want to hurt schools while taking a stand against the controller's actions. So it's just they're so locked into their structure, right? Essentially, the county government is saying that, well, we would like to withhold money, but we're concerned about the schools. They can't just take the money and cut a check to the local school? Apparently that's not possible.
for whatever bureaucratic reason.
Because it may be that I don't know. It may be that the checks are made out and,
to the state.
I don't know. Why in the world would the county collect a check from the state? That doesn't make any sense.
Why in the world would the county collect a check?
I don't know. I don't understand why they can't do it.
Cut a check to the school?
I can't understand.
If it's so important, right? Well, maybe it's because the schools can't receive checks or something like that, which would seem ludicrous. Certainly they get checks from parents and things like that. So there's just some sort of bureaucratic rule that says you can't do that.
Yeah.
And they're not willing to violate those rules because, well, that would mean that they could get hurt. And, of course, if nobody has any courage, then what can you expect to change? And I'm not just talking about at the county level or in regards to state government. I'm talking about in general, period. If nobody's willing to take a risk, if nobody's willing to put it on the line, whatever it is, to put something on the line, then how can you expect anyone else to do it for you?
It's a good point.
Isn't, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. So yeah, you know, the story goes on, and it's basically they would like to do something, but they're too cowardly to do something about it. So as you say, Dale, the death spiral will continue.
It makes me think back to the gun owners march, million gun owners march in D.C. And you said, are they going to carry guns and whatnot? And you talked about the other protests where they – I can't remember what they were protesting. You said they pulled back when they found out it would be breaking the law.
Yeah, it was a hunger protest.
Okay. And so I wonder, though, I'm hoping that, you know, hopefully there will be a little bit of a ripple effect and people will get ideas from things that are going on here in New Hampshire. I think that would be a wonder – you know, if we act as sort of a seed or inspiration for other people to start taking a little bit of risk and, you know, break the bad laws, things like that, then – you know, I think that could be a really good thing. I think it's very possible.
I absolutely agree with you, and I think that's going to be one of the best things about what happens in New Hampshire as these activists continue moving here as part of the Free State Project, more liberty-loving people moving to New Hampshire and doing something, getting active for freedom and seeing what happens as a result of that. Maybe, you know, some sort of secession movement will begin burgeoning. Perhaps more civil disobedience and non-cooperation will start to pop up more often with larger groups of people. This will generate news coverage. People will see these things. New Hampshire should be that shining light of liberty, that the example that people can point to and say, hey, they got it right over there in New Hampshire, and all the statistics will back it up. You know, it'll be the safest place to live, the healthiest place to live. It'll be one of the best places to live, one of the freest place to live. People will see that, and they'll want to duplicate it.
Recruitment numbers are way up right now. FSP is really starting to snowball now.
You think
so? I think the numbers are up, definitely. I mean, statistically, and I think it's because there are people here inspiring people. There's actually something happening. Up to now, it's just been all talk, but now there's real stuff happening.
Exactly. So 800-259-9231. 231 is the number for you. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, the wiki included. Over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see there. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of SACL CAI, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, SACL is our big sponsor. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, he is a huge supporter of Liberty. And if you can, turn over the accounts receivable to your business to SACL CAI. They can do a better job of it and make your life a lot easier. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com at the upper left right-hand corner of the page.
Since we're talking about bureaucracy, we had just gotten into a conversation about California and how crazy things are out there with their financial situation. We're talking about bureaucracy, and we know that the bureaucrats do not want to cut back. They demand, as you were saying, Dale, they demand that everybody else cut back. Time to scrimp and save so you can pay your property taxes, which we're not going to lower for you because, well, we just like doing things the way we do it, and we know you can't do anything about it, so we're going to just keep doing what we're doing, and you'll keep paying for it. We know that they don't want to reduce their bureaucracy, and there's certain motivations that are in play. One of those motivations is head bureaucrats, to them, what their life is all about is power and having control over as many people as possible. So it's their goal in life, many of them, to expand their bureaucracy, to add new underlings, because the more people that you have control over, the more people that you can order around as an administrative bureaucrat, the more powerful you are, the more important you are, and it's just, it's self-aggrand.
The more significant you are.
Yeah. I think a lot of it, too, is, I mean, I think there are a lot of people in there who really, I probably went in there with good intentions and such, but I really do think a lot of this is in the, inherent in the nature of the system, because it's not the nature of government, so it's certainly not the nature of a bureaucrat to campaign on the idea of not doing anything. I mean, you know, there are people who will throw around rhetoric about being small government and so forth, but most of the time they're trying to say, I'm going to do good things for you and I'm going to do it more efficiently so we won't have to raise taxes and so on and so
forth. Elect me because I have a business background.
Right. We will make government as efficient as business.
Right. But they're going to have to, when it comes time for them to campaign, not just the first time they run for office, but when they're running to when they're running for the second term, they need to be able to go back, point back at what they've done. And then it looks impressive when they do stuff with other people's money. You know, it's like, wow, look at all these wonderful things this person did. Well, he did it with your money. So, but the thing is, that's what they campaign on. I think it's just inherent in the system. And that's why I say that, you know, we always, people who try to work through the system to make it smaller, I don't think that that's not the nature of the beast. It isn't the nature of the beast. They'll throw you a bone now and then. I mean, that's important for appearances. Oh, we reduced taxes a little bit in this one area. Meanwhile, they went up in four other areas, taxes.
Sure.
And so you'll get a bone every now and then. But the big picture, I don't think it's the nature of government ever to get smaller.
It's
a collectivism has made it like a machine. It acts a certain way and it's trying to survive and grow.
Well, I think that it's the nature of, essentially, any enterprise that's taken on by people at all, and you want to have the best people, and good people are going to grow an enterprise generally, and it doesn't matter whether that enterprise is the state or whether that enterprise is in the private market or a church or a civic group, whatever. You the Lions Club, you pick it. If you've got a dynamic leader, that guy's going to grow that organization because he believes that that is his job. I mean, he's focusing on it. It's going to grow. Government, we don't want to grow. We want it to stay small, and we want it to keep its fingers out of things because it is incentivized in an entirely different fashion, in a very poor fashion.
I'd rather it go away completely.
I understand.
I realize you're speaking for the minarchists when you say
I'm speaking for the minarchists, and what I'm saying is that you wouldn't have got where you are today, wouldn't have evolved along the mental process if the government had stayed at a small level and not intrusive and hadn't bugged you, right?
I think that applies to me. I mean, I don't know if I would be inspired if the government actually, if there was this such thing, I think it's a unicorn, but if there were this such thing as a minimal government that stayed really small and like really focused on protecting our rights and wasn't, was minimizing taxes and keeping taxes really fair for everyone.
Right.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have had the inspiration.
You'd still be in California.
To analyze the inconsistencies of it and come to the decision that I'm a voluntarist, you know?
Absolutely. Right. I mean, so, essentially this show, Free Talk Live, and the liberty movement as it stands today is essentially the unintended consequence of being a big government. I mean, a big government created essentially the people that were doing their thing over in government with all of their tyranny and their regulations and their taxes. They created us.
It's like the Joker and the Batman. It's like, you made me.
That's exactly right. Because, well, I mean, if we hadn't experienced all of the wrongs, if we hadn't experienced whatever it was we each experienced in, as far as the government regulating our friends or our family or arresting people that we know or whatever it is that we've all individually experienced, if we hadn't experienced those things, then we wouldn't know them as wrong. And we would just be going about our lives doing something completely different.
I might
be repairing computers or something.
Exactly. I said that. You know, everyone is a voluntarist or an anarchist. Everyone is. They just have their boundary. We all have our line, and eventually it gets crossed, you know. There's a lot of people who say, oh, well, you just need to obey the law because that's the law. And I said, well, what about bad laws? And I'm just consistent about it. I'm a voluntarist in the sense that I'm consistent about my beliefs and
most people don't think about that,
disobeying though. All bad laws. I obey good laws.
Right.
And I think it's like if you were in Nazi Germany, you would disobey the laws that say turn people over for execution.
If you were a good person, you would.
Yeah. Right.
So where I was going with that was pointing out that the motivation of the administrative bureaucrat is to preserve and expand. He is not interested in shrinking his bureaucracy and shrinking his purview over the amount of people and the size of the budget that he's dealing with. He wants to expand that because, you know, that's important to him, and it makes him feel important and look important. And so, and then plus every individual bureaucrat that's hired joins on with some bureaucrats union, teachers union, or whatever bureaucrat union you're talking about. So they all gather together, and now you've got every single bureaucrat that will fight for one another, essentially to say that, well, you can't downsize our department. We've got families to feed. We're here doing these important jobs that you told us to do. You can't take away our hours and our benefits. And so every bureaucrat you bring in makes it that much more difficult to actually do anything to close down a bureaucracy or to cut the staff in half or whatever it is, cut the budget, because they fight against it tooth and nail all along the way.
And voters play a part in that role, too, because you can talk to just, you know, a lot of voters out there will say, I'm for small government, but they have their piece that they want to protect.
There's one program or two programs they're really in love with.
Everyone's fighting tooth and nail for their little piece.
Right.
And they compromise so they can keep their peace, and then everything stays big.
Yeah, and they focus on their peace in order to make their peace better, which better means more money. So what do you get as a result is you get all the pieces grow. I think that the political process can work. However, I don't know what is going to take us from here to the point that would make it work, because I think that we need an entirely new constitution on both a state and a federal level in order to make it happen. And to have that happen, you're going to have some kind of full-scale dissolution of the government, because they're not going to do it on their own. I don't know what's going to get us from the point where a 50% majority passes some stupid law.
You need it to stop being a monopoly. That's what. That's the only thing. As long as it's a monopoly and it's a single thing, then it's inherently violent, and there's no reason to expect that to work. I mean, there's no reason to expect. I mean, we don't. Supposedly, as a civilized society, we don't use violence to solve problems, right? I mean, so I don't know why anyone would expect an authoritarian monopoly government to work when it is inherently aggressive and violent.
Absolutely.
The nature of the political process.
And getting them to give that up is the real trick. So when you're trying to change these things, the bureaucrats will stand up and they'll say, well, these are bureaucrats. We need to help them feed their families and the pensions and blah, blah, blah. So they'll appeal to sort of the human element.
Jobs.
Just like, yeah, jobs. Well, you don't want to take these people and put them on the street. You don't want these people to be out of jobs. Of course, we all know that if these bureaucrats were fired, the marketplace would absorb them into real productive careers providing products and services. But that's never mentioned in the news media stories about possible cutbacks. What is said is that these bureaucrats are so valuable and that we need to take care of them, et cetera, et cetera. But Mark, you've got a story about one bureaucrat who's coming out of the closet and admitting what it is that he does for a living. So if it's really not possible to cut back on bureaucracy, well, let's find out what one of the bureaucrats themselves has to say about his own job here in moments. And take your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as possible and bringing more internet listeners on board. Recently, what I did with some AMP money was Bureaucrash. Bureaucrash.com, great website, neat little social networking function on there, kind of appealing more to the younger generation and bringing people to the message of freedom. Bureaucrash is a great organization. Pete Ayer had approached me about having Free Talk Live flyers included in these kits that they're putting together. Essentially, what's going on is they've got little cells or whatever, activist cells around the country that they're going to be starting up, or that individuals will be starting their own bureaucrat cells, and essentially they're going to send out these kits full of outreach materials like, you know, stickers and flyers and stuff like that. And so he approached me to say, well, we'd like to put Free Talk Live flyers in there. And I said, well, I'd absolutely be happy for you to do that. And so essentially I'm paying them for the printing cost of printing up one of our existing flyers from the promote site, from promote.freetalklive.com. So I think they're printing up like 5,000 Free Talk Live flyers. And so
I think that's a good investment.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, targeting advertising, how well you target your advertising is so crucial, and how much better could you possibly target than Bureaucrash?
Exactly. So thanks to them for that opportunity, and that's one example of many of the ways that we're spending some of your AMP dollars. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to the AMP Only Call-In Lines chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, we go to your phone calls here, and then coming up, we'll find out what one bureaucrat says he does for a living. First, let's talk to Mark in Louisiana. Mark, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about Obama's stimulus package, but while I was on hold, I heard you talking about the Constitution, and I wanted to kind of maybe tie the two together if I could a little bit.
Go ahead.
Did I hear you right? Were y'all saying that you think we need a whole new Constitution?
I do.
I think that the federal government should be abolished completely.
Really?
I don't think the Constitution has any magical powers to protect any rights, and yeah. I don't think a new one will either.
You don't think the Bill of Rights is one of the greatest documents written by mankind?
The way I look at it is, I sort of compare government to a perpetual motion machine. It's impossible to build a perpetual motion machine because of laws of physics. And it's almost like when people are trying to make a good government, what they're trying to do is build a really good perpetual motion machine. Well, what they're trying to do is say, well, if we can just ignore the laws of thermodynamics, we could build one. But guess what? You can't ignore the laws of thermodynamics, so you can't build a perpetual motion machine. So I think it's just a matter of time before any government, it gets too aggressive, too violent, and too big. And implodes.
Right, matter what you write down in your new Constitution.
No,
is that an answer to his question about what do you think about the Bill of Rights being one of the greatest documents ever written?
I could concede that, and it still won't change my point of view the new Constitution is going to fix our problem.
It's nice, but we violated them all.
Yeah, but the problem is you've got humans involved, and you can have the document and the framework, but like you said, with the perpetual motion machine, you're always going to have friction. Or whatever, or drag, or whatever. In the same situation, you're always going to have people involved. Now, in terms of this Obama stimulus package, what he's doing, is just growing government. And he's taking he's taking extreme liberties. And the way I see it, have y'all looked at the bill online in any manner at all?
There's no way.
Legislation makes my eyes bleed.
Yeah, I couldn't possibly.
Me too. I just kind of scanned through it, and one of the things that jumped out at me was the stimulus package. I don't know if you know this or not. It's written down. All financial all banks will become financial institutions of the federal government. That is socialism. Period.
Well, we've already hit socialism. It's just the next step in the socialist direction the country's already been going in for decades.
And McCain would have been socialist in different ways. He would have expanded government dramatically in other ways.
What are we going to do about it? Because, you see, I agree with you. Everything you've said, I agree with entirely. I think I'm a little further down the road than you are in that I believe that the only thing that's going to the only thing that we can do is secede is individual states. I'd like to see individual states secede. I'd actually like it to be that I could secede my own little property. However, I know what happened to Ed Brown up in north of here in New Hampshire when he tried to do just that. They came in and they pointed guns at him.
Did he declare secession?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
what you've got, guys, you've got whole generations of people that have become dependent on the government.
That's true. And they'll vote for the government every single time.
And here in Louisiana, you saw that with Katrina.
Yes.
Just write on national news every night.
So what do you propose to do about that?
Well, it's going to be brutal. What you've got to do is you've got to stop entitlement programs.
How are you going to do that?
You just got to stop. You just got to have.
You act like that's the only problem with government is entitlement programs.
Right. Entitlement programs are the smallest things with the government.
I agree. I mean, taxes but entitlement programs I see are the main things because once people start depending on themselves.
That would be wonderful. People would start depending on themselves, but you kind of defeated your own question. I mean, your own point. You said that the entitlement programs need to be wiped out, and even if we just focus on that, and not the fact that government itself is tyranny and government is slavery. But if we just focus on the entitlement programs objection, you made the point right before that the people that are supported by the government will continue to support the government. So if the government has a big entitlement program and there are a bunch of people getting entitlements, then they're going to vote for the entitlement programs every single time. So, again, I ask you, how do you expect to change that?
Well, see, it's getting hard to now, and Obama and the Democrats are making it more difficult.
If just perchance, instead of hard, if it was impossible, what would be your solution? If it was impossible to stop the growth of the federal government, would you be willing to say, all right, I love America, I love the flag, I love the Star Spangled Banner, even though I think America the Beautiful is a better song and should have been the national anthem. I love all those things. I'm just going to say that I think secession's better. That Louisiana should take its, you know, to take out on its own, and we should handle our own problems.
The Bayou Republic.
Yeah, we've got that down here right now with our form of politics, I think. But no, I mean, you know, that's
no,
that's
you
not
would
realistic.
Not.
Now, what you got is
you think it's unrealistic. You think it's, you know, secession's unrealistic. No. However, you do think that getting the federal government back into some kind of semblance of order is somehow realistic. Are you familiar, sir, with the kind of entitlements that were going to the railroad companies in the 1840s and 50s?
Yeah.
Okay. Entitlements been happening a long time in these United States of America, and they're not going to stop because you and I think they're a bad idea.
And just to put it in perspective, you're being taxed a lot more for imperialism than you are for entitlement programs.
What do you mean?
Against them both.
The things that go boom cost more.
You mean like the war in Iraq?
It goes boom, right?
Yes.
Bad in maintaining bases in a lot of other countries.
Imperialism.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, sir?
Oh, I have a thought about the war in Iraq. I think it was worth it.
You think it was
okay,
worth
so
it?
Okay, so
I'll tell you what. You get together with the other people who you think it's worth it, and write a check for it, so that stop stealing money from people.
So
to pay
about
for
entitlements,
it.
Sir. You feel entitled to have a military that goes into Iraq. I, however, do not want that because I think that killing little brown people a half a world away is not going to do anything in order to keep us free. Now, what do you want to do about your entitlement program?
About the military?
Yeah.
We have to have a military. How is that an entitlement program?
Wait a second.
Talk to a Democrat, and they're going to tell you we have to have those entitlement programs.
The Constitution says the military is supposed to stand down after 2 years, that the Congress can only have it up for 2 years. Essentially, a standing army even though it doesn't say it explicitly in the Constitution, is counter to what the Founding Fathers wanted to put in that document.
Jefferson said it was a danger to liberty, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, we've got people in the world these days that want to kill us. We have to have a
why do you think people want to take our liberties away?
I mean, I can't listen.
Yeah,
to
please, guys, take it easy here.
We've got people that want to take our liberties away.
Right, the people that want to kill us.
No, you want to take my liberty away. You want my money in order to fund your military. I don't want to pay it.
Right, here, think about
you
this.
You don't want a military.
Hang on a minute.
You do not want a military.
I'd like to see a militia.
Okay. Militia meaning what?
Meaning
people that stay within our borders.
What's voluntarily
that?
Funded.
Citizens with guns.
Here's my question for you. If Mark here, who does not want to pay for this current military, nor do I, or I don't think Dale does either, if all of us decide to withhold our money from the federal government in protest of the entitlement programs and the military, what would you have done to us?
Well, you're breaking the law.
What would you have done, sir?
I don't know, whatever the tax code is. I guess you eventually get several warnings and go to jail.
What if
Although
I don't
Tom
want to go
Daschle
to jail, sir? What if I don't want to go to jail?
Well, they come get you.
And
like
would you
any
support
other law.
That? Would you support that?
If you break the law, yeah.
You're taking my freedom away, sir. Thank you. Goodbye. 800-259-9231, you sicko.
Well,
Alan Refree's coming up.
Everybody's got their line, their thing that they want. He wants the military. It's all
and
entitlement programs.
And he's willing to kill you. He's willing to have you killed.
Same with the welfare people.
Yep. Hour 3's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.